This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Guess what? Number 39, grievance 39 weeks of doing grievances. We have been grieving for California. And this is a doozy today. Absolute doozy. So anyway, visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, as found at a21r.com. a21r.com. And newcaliforniastate.com. Donate, donate, donate. We are always into donations, of course, for our New California State movement. We appreciate every little dollar that comes in, and we use it in a very good way. Anyway, so let's get down to it. All the different scandals and scams that are going on. The big news headline, one of them, we touched upon it in the last hour. I didn't expound on it like I normally do, but it's we got a whole bunch of really, really good stories going on, actually. Because the world is turning, and the last time I checked, the sun was coming up in the east and setting in the west. But if you're liberal, it comes up in the west and sets in the east, right? Right. Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to get some science straight with everybody. So we all understand the scientific mind going forward about all the things going on. I just want you to understand. I'm trying to set you up for science, of course. The science of science. And the science of non-science. Yeah. I mean, because it does exist, as you know. We talk about this all the time, the phony science that's out there. And how you make phony science. It's very easily made. You just change the data. Right. I mean, it all comes down to data. Data, data, data. Information, gambits of information. Data points. And so it is the story of our latest scam and lie. A scam and lie that I think sounds very, very similar to what we're seeing scamming and lying coming from the Kavanaugh hearing. Now, I say this because we had a Democratic senator, Dianne Feinstein, who comes up at the last minute, just pulls the rabbit right out of the hat. Oh, I got this letter. I've had this letter for months, but oh, I got this letter. And oh, we got to check it out. The salacious lies that were being said about Kavanaugh back in the day when he was in high school. Going that far back in someone's history should tell you. You know, first of all, I would think that these kind of checks, security, whatever, stop at the age of 18. That's called adulthood. But, you know, not to the Democrats, not to these people. Mm-hmm. Cradle to grave. There's no, everybody who's at any age is open season for your behavior, any age for these people. They stop at nothing. And they had to do something where, you know, kids are kids. What do? Kids are always doing radical things, crazy things, especially if you're out there. And, of course, they dig up so-called dirt. They made it up, in my opinion, a lot of it. It seemingly made up very easily. Anyway, so they trot in this Glassy Ford, who said that she had been sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh back in the day. And, of course, there was no factual evidence. And what really happened was this: they brought in a prosecuting attorney for specializes in sex crimes. And just splayed Glassy Ford out. I mean, you have to go back, listen, to appreciate what this woman did. Mitchell, I think was her last name. Rachel Mitchell, prosecutor out of Maricopa County, Arizona. And she just really went to town. I mean, I was relishing every question she, because I could see how, I've worked with these people, of course, used to do this kind of stuff. And I was just watching a brilliantly skilled attorney take this woman apart. And she didn't even know she was taken apart. Most people in the nation didn't know she was taken apart. But I had the opportunity to talk to a prosecutor, actually a prosecutor at one of our Tea Party meetings when this is all going down. And he and I just had this dialogue in the audience and stuff. And I'll tell you, it was pretty telling. He was like me. And people suddenly got it, you know, why we appreciated her so much and what she was bringing out with the truth and everything. And by the way, this truth is going to resonate going forward for Kavanaugh and for everybody else. So the truth is coming out even more so because people are studying her and studying what happened. And of course, she wrote a report, came out Sunday night because this thing happened on Thursday. And she wrote a report, and her report comes out Sunday night. And man, it was a landmark thing, just slamming the Glassy Ford and their handlers. Now, it's interesting. We have another scam and a lie going on, and it's one from Elizabeth Warren. She's trying to posture herself. She has literally accomplished nothing in her life. Nothing. She's a mouth. That's all she is. And she's a socialist. This is even worse, of course. So she gets traction. Actually, she was outed. She was outed years ago because she got special privileges for saying that she was part Indian. Her mom said, or her parents said, oh, she has high cheekbones. I don't see the high cheekbones, actually. I don't get it. I'm looking at other people that have, you know, the cheekbone business. I'm looking at, what is her name? Amy Schumer. She has high cheekbones. Let's see. Paul Allen, he died, by the way. Paul Allen from Microsoft died, 65. He had high cheekbones. And some of the guests on Fox News, I'm looking at the pictures, I don't see her cheekbones as anything special, actually. I don't think she's got high cheekbones. But this is what this is a phenotypical comment. Now, phenotype, for those of you, because we're going to get deep here on the DNA thing. Anytime we get DNA, we get deep. But when you have genes, they express themselves. They come out and form you, you know. Your cells divide and form into you. I'm being very fundamental here. But there's a design to it. There's a template. There's a blueprint for life, and it's called DNA. And these DNA molecules sort out and put together proteins and carbohydrates, all these things together, and they make up you. And what they make up, the expression of that genetic plan, just like blueprints. You follow blueprints and you build a house. Guess what? The genes are the blueprints, and the phenotype, what is seen, is the house. Get it? Okay. So now we get it. So the phenotypical relationship to high cheekbones in her, I don't see it. But somebody said that's what she had, so she claimed that. And she put that down on a form in college so she could get advantage. And she admitted it. Not too much about claiming any genetic relationship there, just that she was, because she had heard. So then everybody says, well, that's kind of bogus, and they call her out on the dishonesty because she's getting unfair advantage over people that she shouldn't, blah, blah. You know how that whole thing goes. And it goes, I know people who have done this. Ah, well, just put down, I'm Spanish. I've got Hispanic background. And, of course, then all these privileges come your way. Yeah, in California, you used to be able to go right to the top of all college selections. That doesn't work anymore for Hispanics or blacks or any minority in California. It's, if you're an American citizen, it doesn't work. They put you at the end of the line now. That's the way they do it in California. You get no advantage. But she was doing that all along. So she got advantages all through life because of these her college statements, entrance paperwork. So getting advantaged is a thing for her. But there was no real proof that she was Indian, and doesn't seem to be now. And what she did is she went out and got a test, and she came back. And by the way, with the test where it was conducted, Stanford, you know, right next to Palo Alto University, you know, where guess who? Blasey Ford. That, you know, coincidence? You see what I'm saying? It's obviously a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. When we come back, we'll talk about the coincidence and probability. That's big in the genetics world. Probability. The high cheekboned woman? I don't see the high cheekbones. Just me. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. President Trump demanded Senator Elizabeth Warren apologize Tuesday for claiming Native American heritage as part of what he called a fraud against the public, mocking her newly released DNA test as bogus. Boy. Let's see. Is there sound to this? There's, you know, they give you these little video things and their vignettes and stuff. I'm not really big on the vignette scene, but let's see if there's any sound to this, if they got something going on here. It would be nice if they did. It would be nice if it played. Oh, here we go. No, it's got music. Senator Elizabeth Warren releasing DNA results of an ancestry report. It's an effort to prove her Native American heritage. Says, I took the test and released results for anyone who cares because I've got nothing to hide. What are you hiding? Donald Trump. All this comes as President Trump already repeated.
Pocahontas, I apologize to you. I apologize. I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian. You know.
It's his test, though, by the way. Ah, Elizabeth Warren's daughter. When shared the results, with the Boston Globe. That's a big voice. That's a big one. Strong evidence she had a native. Really? The analyst says that Warren's great-great-great-grandmother was Native American.
Her mother was born in eastern Oklahoma. It had been Indian territory until just a few years earlier when it had become a state.
Norman, Oklahoma. Here she is, strutting down the street. Says the test results revealed the Massachusetts Democratic Senator likely has trace amounts of Native American ancestry. So here's the deal. Okay, I'm just going to give you some phenotype and genotype business going on here. It says basically 3 or 4 generations removed from her is when somebody got in the bed, you know, that's Indian, right? Purportedly. Yet the statistical number is quite amazing. That she may be 1/1000th. Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a boat. This is his quote. Okay. The test results revealed the Massachusetts Senator likely has trace amounts. Okay, trace amounts don't count in this world, guys. Trace amounts do not count. Okay? This is hammer, hammer. Here we go. Hammer time. Bill Hammer. This is around the jet. We covered this yesterday. Here we go.
Because I think she'd be very easy. I hope that she is running. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country. She'll make our country into Venezuela.
President Trump from yesterday reacting to Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test. Meanwhile, the Cherokee Nation slamming the Massachusetts Democrat for attempting to prove her Native American heritage through the results of that DNA test that she's reported. Wisconsin Republican Sean Duffy's with me now, sir. Good day to you. Here's the reaction of the president already. Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a bogus DNA test, and it showed that she may be 1/1024th, I think, if the math is right, far less than the average American. Now Cherokee Nation denies her DNA test is useless, even though they don't want her phony. Where does this go now? After you took a lot of twists and turns yesterday, a lot of people did not expect when she came out with that video.
Bill, I think the bottom line is, you know, she made this allegation that she's Native American, that she's Cherokee. It advanced her career at Harvard. Comes to be false. I mean, she's 1/1000th Native, which she could be South American, North American. And the rumor is that almost every American has that little sliver of Native blood in them. And I think she'd be better off.
Okay, let me explain something to you. 1/1000th. It's a trace amount. It's a very, very small amount that they're claiming. In fact, it's really into a big margin of error that's there, actually. It is so far removed from reality that she is actually could even remotely claim that she's Indian. That's part of the problem. You know, genes are very, very small things. And when measured by any devices that they have to count genes and, you know, you can actually see them. This number is slight, so slight it's not really even calculable, to be honest with you. That's really what this is. It really falls into the margin of errors there. So the big problem for her is that she's lied, and she's lied again. She's lied and lied again. And to anybody who understands the genes and how these things work, you realize the fraud right away. But they're banking on the fact that most Americans are really ignorant about DNA and genetic, and I don't think that's the case anymore. You know, back in the day, I think I told you this, I got my very first teaching job because I understood genetics. And I had a three-hour interview. I had no idea. It was all about genetics. I know that they love my... This is my first interview, first job I got, and it took me a three-hour interview to get it. And the reason is because I was basically teaching the interview committee about genetics. Because back in the day, in the 70s, people didn't understand genetics, and the old guys that were in the room didn't get it. And they were fascinated by the story about genetics that I was telling. That's what got me the job, because I understood genetics. Because, you know, I was a young whippersnapper. I was fresh out of college. I'd taken all the genetics. I loved it. I ate it up. I loved genetics. I mean, just loved it. That was my big thing. That's what got me the job. So they're banking on the fact that people don't understand genetics. That is not the case anymore. 23andMe, come on. Hey, Trump says he's got a box for her. It's his test. She wants to take his test, and it comes back any kind of large, got to be larger than 1,024. Got to be larger than that to be viable. And it's not even remotely viable. That's my point. And that's why everybody's poo-pooing her and just going, wait a minute. And I mean, so this is, she has just walked right into Donald Trump's trap. But they were phonying up her, this whole thing, in my opinion. Oh, there's some trace. No, trace doesn't count. It does not count here. That's my point. But I'm just saying that she would, if they're saying that she's like six generations even, she would have a much higher content in the DNA test. And it would be very, very visible. But it's not there because there's no there. They're lying again. Just exactly as Dianne Feinstein was lying about Kavanaugh. But I just can't believe that the fact that they came out with such big lies. But I think they're saying that the general public is ignorant about these things, but there's some, so therefore it is. Anyway, so he had a whole series of Trump tweets. It says, Warren denies using her ancestry to advance her. Of course she did. She did do that. According to the analysis, this means she would have been between 1/64th Native American and 0.09%, which would be less than the average European American, according to a 2014 study. So, in other words, this genotypic expression can occur in European-descended people. Let's make that clear. That's another point. You can find pure Europeans who have never had anything to do with the Indian population. It can occur in. It can be an anomaly. Remember, genes are very small things. Unbelievable. Anyway, so we've called her out. She's a liar. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
So there's a lot of blowback on Elizabeth Warren doubling down on the lie. I just can't imagine being a public figure like this and coming up with that kind of lie. It's amazing. Of course, you saw it with Obama. What a lie, that whole thing with Obama. And then there's Jerry Brown, I mean, out here in California. This is the way they roll. But, you know, when you got the media in your back pocket, you can basically create anything you want in terms of a narrative, right? The Agenda 21 Radio coffee is here. Just found its way into my grubby little hands. Grubby. And so this is getting back into the Cherokee Nation thing. Remember that song, Cherokee Nation? This is the end of the article here. It says, the results, as first reported by the Boston Globe, revealed strong evidence, quote, strong, that Warren had a Native American ancestor dating back 6 to 10 generations. Well, I got to tell you that if that was the case, even genetically, with the genetics test, there would be more markers than 1,024th. Or 0.09%. That's a fact. It's less than that. Republicans slammed Warren's test results, saying the trace amount of Native American heritage should not give Warren the right to claim minority status. Cherokee Nation responded to the results of Warren's test on Monday, arguing that a DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship. Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestors were indigenous to North or South America, Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskins Jr. said in a press release. On Tuesday, Trump seized on Cherokee Nation's response. You bet. Says thank you to the Cherokee Nation for revealing that Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to as Pocahontas, is a complete and total fraud, Trump tweeted. I mean, you just don't want to get on the backside of these Trump tweets like this. It says, Warren, meanwhile, may be relishing the battle with Trump as she prepares a potential 2020. So she's going to go out there and be just as fraudulent as Obama. Now, we've seen this act before. I'm bringing it up because I don't want people to lose sight of this, right? She went on an overnight Twitter tear against the president while defending the DNA test results. I won't sit quietly for at real Donald Trump's racism, so I took a test. But DNA and family history has nothing to do with tribal affiliation or citizenship, which is determined only by tribal nations. I respect the distinction and don't list myself as native in the Senate, she tweeted. I mean, if you're out and proud, why not, right? So also, she also said, if real Donald Trump, a cowardly elite who has never known or cared what life is like for anyone who's ever lived outside of a skyscraper in Manhattan, wants to talk about authenticity, well then, let's talk about who's really pretending to be someone they're not. What is this? You know, we got to have more things going on here. I'm sorry. It's got to be deeper to be president. And we can't have this. She has accomplished nothing in her life, by the way. Truly academic. And if you listen to her speak, I took about 30 minutes one day. I don't know why I did this. And listen to her speak. She speaks in circles. Her logic processing. I wonder if she smokes marijuana. There you go. No, I don't think she does. But it's circular logic all the time. All the time. So there you go. Maybe we should have that circular logic thing going on. What do you think? I'm just saying. I just think that this circular logic business is something that is going on all the time, basically, with the people in the hinterlands. It just doesn't really work out that way, if you know what I mean. Okay. We got to move on to other things here besides Pocahontas. I'm done with the Pocahontas. Ah, here we go. It says the president already tops $100 million in fundraising for his own reelection. Trump caravan warning. Yep, here it is. This is on Drudge now. New caravan masses towards U.S. border doubles in size. March of the migrant. Polio-like illness causes riot cases rising. Paul Allen dead at 65. That's sad. He was a pretty good guy. I liked Paul Allen with Microsoft. He was the number two behind Bill Gates. That's weird. Weird. I'm older than him. Bezos predicts 1 trillion humans in solar system. All right. Thank you, Bezos. Boom. $120 billion valuation would give Uber shot at IPO record. Wow. Okay, so let's get into the caravan business. And I think we're going to get a hold of our specialist. See if he's on the... I know he's listening, so he's probably sitting there thinking, call me, get me on the radio. We're going to line... Today's Tuesday, so we'll be lining some people up for Wednesday, because this is a big deal. And by the way, a coincidence that we're having this big caravan just before the election. Open invasion is what this is. All sponsored by the powers that be who can organize such people over... there's only one organization who can do this, by the way, in these lands, Honduras and all these countries, who can actually get these caravans organized. I want you to think about that. There's only one bureaucracy with the money behind it that can do this. Organize these people. Trump threatens to cut U.S. aid to Honduras over immigrants. President Trump on Tuesday threatened to withdraw funding and aid from Honduras if it does not stop a caravan of people that is heading to the United States. The United States has strongly informed the president of Honduras that if the large caravan of people heading to the U.S. is not stopped and brought back to Honduras, no more money or aid will be given to Honduras effective immediately, Trump said in a Twitter. Up to 3,000 migrants crossed from Honduras to Guatemala on Monday. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I apologize to my audience, because when I first read it to you, it was only like 1,500. Do you think the reporting was lying to us? We'll talk about it when we come back. We got lots to talk about. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so first reports were saying 1,300, and when I first checked it, we got the story last week that there were, was it last week? I don't know who the organizer is on this one. It's not Pueblo Sin Frontera. By the way, when we were looking at this last week or the week before, I think it came up, there were, we heard, we've always known, ever since Pueblo Sin Frontera, and of course, this is something that's been happening big time all throughout South and Central America. This organization is organizing these populations to move across Mexico into the United States. This is a complete fraud again. What they're trying to do is they create absolute chaos in these countries. And it's an organization, it's a religious organization that helps to foster this. And they organize these caravans. They get people to say, oh, you got to go to America. This is what's happening, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, this is something that is absolutely the wrong thing. You know, I think everybody pretty much agrees with this. And, but, you know, they still stick with it. Because they understand that in order, if you want to destroy the United States of America, you have to do it demographically. Hello, demographics means people, and so they've got this whole thing down, completely down, to understand that, you know, we can organize people because we're really good at it, because we are the masters of slavery. The same people who brought you slavery, right? Who brought you slavery are bringing you this form of slavery today. Everybody always talks about, oh, it was the white man's slave. No, wait a minute. It was organized, highly organized, and profitable. And the same people that were doing it back hundreds of years ago, in the black slave trade that we had in America, are still doing it today with these folks. It's called the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. And that's exactly what we have here. And they're dumping them in the United States, and they're getting paid for it, big money. And then when these people come across the border, guess what? They get paid big money to have these people come across the border. Get my drift. Now, this is a big multi-billion dollar industry, the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. You got to call it like it is. I think it's time to shut the border down. Because the timing of this, now this is as it goes. Today's date is the 16th of October. We found out about this we've been watching it. It's been an ongoing thing of this organization thing going on. They did this one in April, May before. Pueblo Sin Frontera. That's kind of interesting. You go to the Pueblo Sin Frontera website, and it's got no recent postings. That tells me a lot. Not since the last time they tried this little stunt. Oh, we've moved on to some other way of doing it now, right? So Pence, they get wind of this thing going on, the administration does. So they send Pence down there to tell these presidents down there, hey, you know, we're not going to help you out. If, you know, we're going to give you money, but you can't send these people up. We know it's being organized. See, they know it's being organized. That's why, listen to us. We'll tell you in advance what's going on. You don't have to listen to Q. It's late news on Q, by the way. Late news on Q. Although it's interesting. I get it. It's in its way for people to understand it. But this has been going on. So they get out in front of it, and they go down there. And, of course, what happens? They send these people anyway. An in-your-face attitude to the Trump administration. That's what they're doing. They're using humans as the weapons in the war to destroy the United States. That's really what it is. A Cloward and Piven strategy. Overstress the government with this sort of circus. Now, there's only one way to stop it, and that's to close the border. Don't let them across. Period. That's what you do. And you're going to have to do it. It's going to have to be done. Because they're just going to keep sending more and more and more. And they're going to use these people as human shields, ultimately. That's what this is. It's a common stunt, isn't it, by terrorists, to use human shields. They don't care about these people. No, they want to. They're trying to tear down and destroy this country. And they're invading it. This has been something that was, of course, really brought up with it by the Obama administration. So, excuse me, how do we stop it? Close the border. You're going to have to do it. This has to be done. Our sovereignty is worth more than these illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals that are... See, these people are the victims in this, of course. It's these people that are victimized by these other people. Now everybody says, well, we should let them in. Let them in. Right. Now, what they're doing here, this is part of the indigenous Indians fight, if you will. This is something that's been going on for years. And who's behind it? Who's behind these movements? Well, Maoist and Marxist. And a big guy who's behind it is Bill Ayers. Yeah. You know, the guy who brought you Barack Hussein Obama? That Bill Ayers. Oh, and Bernadine Dorn. The murdering ones.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Interesting set of circumstances going on, of course, with the world, isn't it? All these invaders coming in from the south, and of course, timing is everything, because it's going to happen just before the election and create chaos, right? Yeah, this is the nature of the beast. This is the war that's on right now. This is war. I don't care what anybody says. This is a form of war that we have never experienced in this country, but it's being unleashed upon us right now. And they're doing all kinds of crazy things. Weather warfare. Yeah, they're doing that too. Turning off our power, playing with our heads. Just part of what they do. This is how they roll now, isn't it? And we're on it. We're on top of them. But we have to shut the border down. I think that's, I think a 30-day shutdown at the border ought to be sending enough, and also reinforce it with more National Guard. I think that's probably what's maybe in the mix. I'm just guessing. I'm absolutely guessing. I could be wrong, but I don't know. Too much for you, huh? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Where are we going? I'm telling you, we have more time on our hands today than we've ever had. That's not true. It's absolutely not true. But anyway, we do appreciate your listenership, and we really want to thank our citizen journalists for all the great work that they do. I'll tell you, we have some fantastic citizen journalists. And New California is on the horizon. We can see it coming. And it's going to be a problem for the other side. Once they realize what we're doing, it's kind of like, uh-oh, wait a minute, stop, hold everything. Just make some changes and we can have a new state. And a lot easier than a lot of people think. The willpower of the people of New California will prevail. And it is going to happen, by the way. Just to let you know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, A21R.com, A21R.com, and of course, New California. Grievance 39 is up and running. It's going to be read today at 11 o'clock throughout California. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.